Take your Bible, if you would, and for a moment, find the second chapter again of the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2. I'd like to begin there tonight. And our text, I know that our food should be ready around 6:45, so I have 14 minutes to say what I got to say, pray, and sing, and go. And hope you'll spend some time fellowshipping and enjoying what's being provided there. It's a donation process, so there's no charge. You just donate as you see fit. All the donations go to the young people of the school. Luke chapter 2, please pick up, if you would, in verse number 21. Of course, you know this passage of Scripture follows the announcement of the angels, follows the birth of the Lord Jesus, as far as the preparation for the Lord Jesus. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Verse number 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angels before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves. That's how turtle doves make their way into the Christmas story for all of you Home Alone fans. Two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. We know as Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents, you ought to underline that word for our text tonight, brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the, say that word, custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Would you drop down to verse number 40 of the same chapter as Luke is writing the growth of the Lord Jesus here in all of that time? The Bible says, and Luke says, that the child grew, speaking of the Lord, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him, speaking of the Lord Jesus. Now, verse number 41, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the, what's the word? Custom of the feast. I'll have you stop right there just a moment. I was thinking about a devotional for tonight and was thinking about what God would have for me and asking the Lord to lay something on my heart. And God laid something on my heart that is impactful in my life. I hope it's impactful in the life of my children. It was impactful to me as a child. It's been impactful to me now as an adult. And that I wanted to speak to you tonight on the subject of traditions. Family traditions. Christmas traditions. Customs. How many, as you think back over your life, when you were a child, your family had Christmas traditions? Think about them right now, what you used to do, how it used to work, what was part of that, the joy of that, the blessing of that. As I read about Mary and Joseph, and I read about the Lord Jesus, I found that in the home of the Lord Jesus, they had customs. They had traditions. As I study in his home and read about these traditions, I find that not that the tradition of the parent as Jesus was a child also carried over into his life. Look, if you would, in chapter number 4, please. And go, if you would, to verse number 16. The Lord Jesus now is a full-grown man. He's been tempted in the wilderness by Satan as he's been led there by the Holy Spirit of God. And when you come into Luke chapter 4, verse number 16, the Bible says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom." So Mary and Joseph lived a traditional or custom or had traditions and customs in their life. And you find that when the Lord Jesus was of age, he also behaved from the vantage point of custom and tradition. Family tradition, family customs are important in our families. I'm speaking to the young people tonight as far as young parents. I see some of you that are out there. You're younger than me. You may have smaller children, or you might be the same age as I am as far as where you are in the parenting of your life. I would like to tell you that family customs and family traditions are important, and every family ought to have them. Customs and traditions are a way of teaching. They are a way of communicating. They are a way of you shaping your children, directing your children, setting a course for your children. And you find as you read from the life of the Lord Jesus that parents' customs also become the customs of the children as they are passed down. In chapter 2, verse 27, Mary and Joseph began a custom or a tradition when the Lord Jesus was a child. And so I have seen this practiced in my own life, and I brought an illustration of this in my own life. I hold in my hand a book that is very precious to me, and this book was purchased for me as a Christmas gift last year by my son. And it means the world. When I grew up, we opened Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, the way it ought to be. When I got married, my custom and traditions collided with my wife's customs and traditions. And like most men, I fought valorously, but I lost horribly, right? So now we open our presents on Christmas morning. But when I was growing up, we would have Christmas dinner. We could never open up presents until it got dark. There was just something about it being dark that it was Christmas. No matter how much that I lobbied for it, it didn't happen. So it would get dark, we would have Christmas dinner, and we would sometimes have a Christmas Eve service, not always. And then my dad would say, "Let's gather around the tree." And since I was a little boy, my dad would open up this little book right here called The Christmas Story, adapted from the Gospels according to Luke and Matthew, the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And he would begin to open up, and he would show us the pictures, and he would read us the story. As a 7, 8, 9, 14, 16-year-old kid, I wanted him to hurry up, right? But now when I take my kids to my dad's house on Christmas Eve or whenever we have Christmas, and my dad sits down and he begins to read the Christmas story, it has power. And I have kept that tradition in our family. My dad used that moment in the life of his kids to shape us, to set a course for us, to direct us in our lives. I do think traditions that are against God's word are not traditions that ought to be participated in. But I do think within all of our homes, as we know the Lord, there ought to be some custom and some tradition that you as a parent establish in your home, especially around the Christmas season, to help set a direction and a course and to shape your child. I think that those customs, as much as possible, should include your family. There ought to be some family moments, Dad. I'm talking to a 30-year-old dad, a 40-year-old dad, Mom. I'm talking to those of you that are anchoring your home there. Some that your kids are already out of the home. Maybe you can encourage this in your children as they do theirs. But there ought to be times when you grab the family together and you exercise some type of tradition, some type of custom that's designed not only to set the course for your family, but it's also designed to keep the family close. Boy, do we need closeness in our families today. Christmas is a wonderful time. I think when you study the custom and the tradition in the life of the Lord Jesus, his parents, at the nature of their tradition, it was spiritual in essence, which means it's okay to have certain traditions or certain things you do on vacation. It's okay to have those types of things. But there ought to be some spiritual custom and some spiritual tradition in our family that help set a course and a direction for what we're going through. And Christmas time is a wonderful time to do that. Pastor, I didn't grow up in a home like you grew up in. My dad and mom were not believers. Man, when we opened the door, we ran and we tore those presents to pieces. Well, you'd be shocked to know probably most Christians participate that way as well, right? But you can begin a tradition. Beginning a tradition, beginning a custom, begin something, especially around the Christmas season, that has purpose in it. So when your kids go out of your home, they remember that. So while Jesus was young, his mom and dad had that tradition. But as a grown man, the Bible says, as it was his custom to do that. And if there's anything that we want to do, is we want to set spiritual traditions for our kids. Right? So as you prepare yourself for Christmas, and as you think about where we are, especially as you are parenting children and they're in your home, you ought to look at your home and kind of see, what type of spiritual tradition do we have? When do we gather? When do we exalt the Lord? What am I doing in my home to set a course for my child that when he or she is a parent, they're going to carry the same tradition that will help set a course for my grandchildren? Now, here's one thing, and I'll let you go as a pastor. I'm running into grandmas and grandpas that so desperately want tradition and direction and shaping for their grandchildren. But what they did not or were not able to accomplish was setting that in their own children. And so they weren't able to set it there. And so now their children don't have that shaping or that direction. And the heart of the grandparent is broken for those children. And this is not me kicking the grandparent. What this is me is telling all of my young couples that have children out there is what that grandparent would say is make sure that you invest in your children now. Because once you're going to find you're not going to have the reach from the grandparent that you do as the parent. And if you let the shaping, if you don't take your responsibility to set a course for your children or to shape them or direct them, and a lot of times through simple traditions, then it ends right there and it's not carried through. And so I don't know what your tradition is for Christmas, but I would encourage my young parents that have children to get together, to pray about it, think about it. The Christmas story is a wonderful way to do that. You may have other things to do that. Those opportunities to get the family together, those opportunities to keep the family close, but it's also those opportunities to set a course and to give a direction and to shape a child. It is a way of teaching and it is a way of communicating. Pastor, I tried to do that and my kids just don't want it. They go nuts. Well, every time we went nuts, we lost a present. We don't parent that way anymore, do we? I was at a football game for my nephew. It was so funny. He was on the all-star team, Camden was, and he was the quarterback, and they had three quarterbacks. And on his team, man, he was doing great. They had one quarterback that you could just tell he was afraid. I don't know if you've been to the public schools lately or you've been in the community lately. We have one ourselves, but, man, there are some big 12- and 13-year-old men out there that play football. I think some of those boys were shaving already. I mean, they were huge. And so the one boy, he was playing quarterback, and you could just tell he was afraid. And every time the ball was hiked to him, he would drop the ball and he would timidly pick it up. And all of a sudden, when that boy came on the sideline, I heard this voice come from behind me. And I turn around, and it was that boy's mama. And that boy's mama went after that young man, calling him out in his fear, letting rah, rah, rah. And grown men that were standing there were paralyzed with fear, right? And a guy looked at me, and I promise you, this guy was 6'5", strong as could be. He looked at me and said, "That's that boy's mama. Nobody messes with mama." And she was going after that kid. I just say all that to say, we don't kind of parent that way anymore, do we? I hope you have a Christmas tradition. I hope you have a custom. I hope you have a way in your home to shape and to set a course for the young people. All right, let's have our prayer.